Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice. 1 million. Jersey gun owners. We have in the studio today the NRA.
Darren Goins, lobbyist for the National Rifle Association, who represents New Jersey.
Say hello, Darren.
In the house.
Hello. It's very good to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
You shouldn't lie like that.
I want to talk about when I went down before the Senate to speak on the 10-round magazine bill. Darren and I and Scott Bach had breakfast. Well, if you want to call it that, it was pretty crappy, wasn't it, in the hotel?
Non-existent.
And Darren was discussing a bunch of things that he's responsible for and things he's been on top of as our lobbyist. And lobbyist, what are you? Are you our lobbyist?
That is the correct terminology.
Okay, he's our lobbyist. So I was thoroughly impressed because, you know, I've been critical of some of the NRA's actions in the past. And I wanted to have Darren on the show. And he said, I'll come on the show. So he's here. And, you know, again, real quick before we get into the whole show, Governor Christie has till July 7th deadline to veto the 10-round magazine bill. And his phone number is 609-292-6000. Please call. Be respectful. If you're from out of state, if you're from any of the caucus states, too, please call and say you're not going to vote for Christie because if he signs this 10-round mag ban.
Or... So, if you are from Krispy Kreme donuts,
oh yes,
then
tell
them
too.
You're not going to turn on
New
the
Hampshire
hot
this
sign
weekend.
Anymore.
He's in New Hampshire, right? The president, our governor, president elect, he thinks he is. He's in New Hampshire. He was there yesterday.
Really? Yeah. Why is there? Is there barbecue going
because,
on?
Because he wants that name recognition because he wants a run.
So he's up there. Yes. So the
Actually,
state's going to hell.
You can't
but
run
he's
like
up there
Forrest Gump. It's walk fast, Christie. Walk fast. Okay. Waddle over to the presidency.
That's good. He just, like you said, he just wants the job because he knows he's got 24-hour cooks.
Please, yes, I'd love that. His phone number, 609-292-6000. State that you are a law-abiding citizen and a voter. Be nice and respectful.
And Darren came back in the room, by the way, because
he had to leave for that.
While we were disparaging the governor,
he can't be here. Just remember that... you have to be respectful. They're keeping a tally of the yays and the nays. So the governor wants to know this. He needs to know what's going on. Do you agree, Darren? Anything you'd like to add to it, to this?
Absolutely, I agree. And I think that that had a big impact on the 50 caliber legislation last year. There were some folks from other states who called and let them know that that wasn't a popular issue in their states. And some of those states include New Hampshire and Iowa. So I think it definitely has a huge impact, and I would urge people to keep doing that.
Now, one other thing I'd like to talk about. We just got a notice, and I know the SAF and the NRA are always jumping on lawsuits. On Wednesday, our friend Albert Almeida, who has the next right to carry case in New Jersey, obviously the New Jersey Supreme Court denied Pantano. They granted cert, and then they retracted it 8 months later. Knappen has been representing Albert Almeida, who's been on the show. And Albert Almeida is going to be on the show next week, by the way. Knappen appeared in court with Albert on Wednesday, and he lost his right to carry case again. So it's going to go to the New Jersey Supreme Court now, and the Second Amendment Foundation jumped on the case.
Oh, great.
Which is good because, you know, they
so
have
some
their,
money.
Yeah, and Scott Bach will be involved. There's what a lot of people don't know is there's a lot of behind-the-scenes crossover. Am I right, Darren? Where
yeah, I get questions about the litigation all the time, and NRA is such a highly specialized organization. If you break it down between ILA and even the general operations portion, you've got folks that work on a certain floor that are devoted simply to law enforcement and training, to range development, etc. Then when you get over into ILA, on my half of the organization, we're divided into the grassroots, legal, and then the people in state and local, and then our federal lobbyists. So the litigation, a lot of that I don't get actively involved in, but we have an entire staff that's all they do.
So this is encouraging with the SAF, and Albert Almeida sent me an email, and he wants to thank everybody that supported him up to this point, including Gun for Hire Radio Evan Knappen, the NRA, ANJRPC, and he just wants to, you know, everybody to know that he's going to keep pushing this, and maybe after the Almeida case, there'll be another case, but eventually there's going to be a case that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to have to hear, whether it's Peruta or Almeida or whatever. There has to be a case that's going to be heard at the federal level. Now, on a side note, we're ANJRPC, you know, Darren, we have this thing called Strike Force, where we're going town to town, where your permits are being denied, et cetera, and delayed for months on end, and they're asking for unnecessary paperwork. Well, on Saturday, July 19th, from 10 till 2, Francesca Rita will be here. She's going to have a cupcake sale. Louise G., please don't get ticked off at that, because you can have a cupcake sale here, too. She's a professional baker, professionally trained, and she's going to be making Colt 45 cupcakes, Magnum PI cupcakes, and chocolate maple bacon cupcakes.
When is this again?
On Saturday, July 19th from 10 to 2. While we'll be doing the radio show at 1, right in the middle. And the proceeds are going to ANJRPC for Project Strike Force.
I got to bring a couple hundred extra
dollars. So pass it on July 19th. Darren, you might want to stop by.
Those cupcakes will get you expelled, though, these days.
With a gun on them?
Yeah,
exactly.
I think so,
a cupcake
yeah.
with a gun.
Yeah.
If you bring the Colt 45 or Magnum PI cupcake to school, you will get expelled. So July 19th
seriously, have her make a couple thousand extra, and we'll go start handing them out at like PS.
At schools?
Whatever. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that kid is going to, the kid that was twirling the pencil and the teacher said he was pointing it like a gun, he might, his father might lose custody of him because his father refuses to take him to psychological training. Yes. Yes.
No. This is the state. My brain is bleeding right now.
Now, here's a pisser. Darren, where did you grow up?
South Dakota.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
Welcome to New Jersey. The room fills with laughter.
You live in Bergen County, right?
Yeah, you know I do. The thing that I showed my wife was I think on one of those Yahoo, you know, where they rank everything. They did a listing of the states that are most free and the least free, and North Dakota was actually number one, and most people don't even distinguish North and South Dakota. So North Dakota, they were the most free. South Dakota was number two, and New Jersey was either 49th or 50th, but they were hugging the bottom.
Yeah, we're always hugging the bottom. We wonder why businesses
leave.
In many
respects, yes.
We wonder why businesses leave.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about the Supreme Court ruling on straw purchases? Are you aware of it at all? Or?
Yes, I am. It's not surprising. And I think that right now the dynamic of the court, I mean, there's a lot of speculation if you read the blogs and news articles and this goes back to Drake too, where some feel that there's a 4-4 split on the court and there's perhaps one justice that's maybe – in the middle. And,
Kennedy.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. And some of them don't want to move forward if they don't think the outcome is gonna come out their way. And I think that maybe played into the Drake case. So what they did on straw purchases, I mean, if you listen to what Kagan's opinion, I mean, that it's not out of line with, you know, stuff that we would come to expect from her. Ironically, it's quite different than the things you heard in her confirmation hearing.
She used in her majority brief, she said it was like me going to the Apple store, standing in line and buying an iPhone 5 and then leaving the store and selling it to Darren because, you're only one per person and it's registered or whatever. She used that in Scalia in his dissent, used a different example about like going to the store and buying a fishing pole for your brother and then giving it to him. So he used it in the most basic fashion, and she used it more like in the era of both registration and logins and serial numbers.
I mean, think about it. Even if we were to use Kagan's example, and I go to buy an iPhone and I sell the thing, isn't this still America? Isn't it? Aren't we still allowed to do that?
See,
is it the free and open commerce?
That's what scares me. We went to the Blade Show. I bought a knife for Sandy. All right. What if we went to a gun show and I bought a gun for him
exactly.
as a gift?
Hey,
and
pre 1968, you could do that.
Yes,
buy a gun for your child.
Know, if I had it shipped here and then he came in and I transferred it to him, that would be considered a straw purchase. I mean, that's scary.
There are some scary things out there. When I really started doing this job 10 years ago and looking at it and things I knew, you know, my friends did and other people's families did. And you start looking at, was that legal or not? I mean, for example, if you live in a state and you want to buy someone certainly not a handgun,
for a Christmas present. It could be your dad, your uncle, cousin.
Straw
illegal
purchase.
Illegal felony. Yeah.
We're going to continue on that when we come back. Thank you, Darren.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Who said that?
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yes, they did.
This segment
you just
is
lost
brought...
half the damn audience.
Well, they're youngsters. Yeah. This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric will be on the show in a couple of weeks, by the way. Sandy, we're coordinating with him now. Waldorf Chiropractic is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you go in and mention Gun for Hire Radio, NRA, SAF, ANJRPC, Citizens for Safer New Jersey, the doctor will give you extra special treatment. If you do not live in the Bridgewater area, please visit his website or go on his Facebook page, Waldorf Chiropractic, and like him and pass it on to friends and family. He's been supporting us for almost 3 years now, and we have to support those that support us. So, Darren, we talked about that. So, again, I go and I buy a gun for Sandy for Christmas, and I have it shipped here, and then sign it over to him, and it looks, we can go to jail for this.
Yeah, you basically have to go dealer-to-dealer transaction. You can't just, as a non-dealer, transfer to another person, or you're in big trouble.
Amazing. So the Supreme Court is really starting to tick me off, to be honest with you. Is it because you think that Obama chastised him, chastised the entire Supreme Court when he was reelected? Remember when he met with the House and Senate, he yelled at them and stuff and said that, you know, he's going to work around them.
I maybe still want to know what happened with Roberts.
The Trojan horse?
There's something there. There has to be. We live in an age now where everything you say or do, every keystroke, every word you utter is being monitored. You can't even drive around town without facial recognition cameras.
And license plate readers
for knowing where you are.
LPRs are everywhere. People don't realize it. New York City has hundreds of LPRs that look for certain logarithms and everything. The same car passes the same area if they're on a watch list or whatever. It's incredible. People don't realize it. Between that and easy passes and your phone is
constantly sending out
little packets of where you are and what you're doing. People don't realize Big Brother is everywhere.
Guy I exercise with in the morning has a...
What are you doing in the morning?
Exercise. It's something you do. Yeah.
Okay.
On a, you know, walking on treadmills, things of this nature.
When they put a cigar smoking section in the gym, I'll start going.
I know, that's for sure. So this guy's an electrical engineer. In fact, he's been to a lot of your classes. And we talk about this almost every morning. And he his neighbor, a guy, another electrical engineer, sells this equipment that their federal government is now giving to local police departments that capture your – it mimics a cell tower, and it captures your data as you're texting or as you're calling. And if you ever know – he said the way you can tell is if there's a delay, he said text the guy in the room next to you. And if there's a delay of like 1 or 2 seconds, he said –
oh, I'm bugged already.
It's absolutely.
Oh,
boom,
the thing that's unreal is my wife forwarded me an email of how to save your battery, because I was always complaining that my iPhone 5 battery, I guess I shouldn't mention brand names.
We don't care.
We'll build
my
them.
Phone. Yeah. The battery was draining fast on it, so there was one of those emails about all the things to turn off and how it tracks you. It's absolutely unbelievable.
The location services.
Of the things that are tied into the GPS and the location services
on your
phone.
And that shit you know about, that Apple is telling you about.
Did
you know,
it tells you when you walk in a store. They're like, yes. Welcome back to Best Buy. I'm good for broadcast.
They could...
build Best Buy also.
They could actually... Detective Mac talked about this years ago. If you break into somebody's house and your phone is on, even if it's off, your phone tries to communicate with the Wi-Fi in that house and leaves a signature. And the police now are working on ways where they could go into your Wi-Fi and see what phones tried to get into that signal and find the perpetrator that came into your house.
Yeah, just because.
So holy
captured.
Shit. Right. You know, like everything has to go in lead-lined bags before you go commit a crime or something. I mean
true.
They're everywhere.
True.
Yeah. So, Darren, tell us what's going on. Like, in New Jersey, you're wired into a lot of the legislators, correct?
Yeah, New Jersey as well as three other states.
We don't care about those states. Let's talk about New Jersey.
I understand.
Well, maybe our listeners
All right,
might
tell
care.
Them what the other three states
no,
are.
No. I do the Northeast. I think it's important to give a little bit of context because I do New York, which is equally as challenging. Rhode Island, which is a little bit better, but not much.
Go F yourself.
And then Vermont.
Yeah. Oh, Vermont. Well, they gave you a bone.
No. You know what, though? That's what everybody said. And then I started doing Vermont.
It's
and it's a lot tougher than you,
really?
Than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at least they didn't give you Connecticut, too. Who'd you piss off at the NRA to
get I had Connecticut. Connecticut for about 2 months until we replaced there was an opening there. And then we brought in some new, and they said, Darren, you're used to doing the Northeast. You want to take it over?
Seriously, was there a meeting like this at NRA Isla? It was like, do we fire Goins? Nah.
Give him
Connecticut.
Send
him to Jersey and Connecticut.
Yeah, you know what my states were before?
What?
North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Colorado, and Michigan.
Oh, well, here's your problem.
You could go to sleep through that job.
You did such a good job there. He looked so good.
He looked so good.
Send him to Jersey.
I did. It was amazing. I think I got... Castle Doctrine done in three states and
with a phone call.
It was unbelievable.
We should have Castle Doctrine. You know, you're right.
I haven't worked on a pro-gun bill in probably 4 years now.
Wow.
But then again, when I was doing those states, I hadn't really worked on an anti-gun bill, and that's all I do now.
Gotcha.
So back to your question, what are we doing in Trenton? I mean, it's been a busy last 2 years for sure. There was a little bit of a break in the action after the one gun a month. And then the last 2 years, obviously, with some of the high-profile shootings, it sort of ginned up the issue here and everywhere else. But the things that we do, listen, we've had this conversation before, and I know that a lot of people in New Jersey specifically are concerned that, you know, we're giving it the full shot. And listen, we're giving it the full shot and then some. In fact, I'm one of only four others who actually live in – six others who actually live in the state that they lobby, four outside of headquarters because we have a California shop and then a headquarters in Virginia. But my boss has basically said, you know, you're doing the Northeast. We need a solid presence there, someone that doesn't have to wait around to take a plane all day. I can drive to most of my capitals in 2 or 3 hours. In the case of Trenton, I'm in there an hour and a half tops.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is let's start out at the beginning of this sort of new debate that we've been having on guns here. Last year, in 2013, Scott Bach and I made at least, I would say, half a dozen trips to Trenton. We sat down in private meetings with the Senate President, Sweeney, Donald Norcross, chair of the Law and Public Safety Committee, and actually toward the end of those meetings, Loretta Weinberg sat in for one or two.
Turkey neck. Did you watch your neck wave?
Hold that thought.
He can't see that.
He can't speak. Like Scott.
You have
Bob.
To leave now.
Darren wasn't here when we said that.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. In Montville, New Jersey, Ron Seuss has got a place where you can basically rent for a virtual office space for $59 a month and work your way up from there. You add, he adds, we rent. We have 1,600 square feet in Montville Executive Suites, by the way.
Gun for Hire.
All of our counting and records is up there now. Stop by and see Ron. Show your support. He's been a sponsor since the first show. Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Show your support. Go on Facebook. It's Montville Executive Suites. His website is MontvilleOffice.com. If you're working out of your basement, your garage, your kitchen, or a Starbucks, and you want to be a professional organization, get your ass out of there and go see Ron Sousa for $59 a month.
Right.
Okay? We should do the show there.
We should.
If he says,
or Starbucks.
So Darren, you and Scott have met with leadership, and because your name is Darren Goins, lobbyist NRA, you have a lot of pull because people want funding and backing, or they don't want to piss off the NRA elected officials. If Anthony Calandro from Gun for Hire wants to go see Norcross, I'll never get in the door, but you will get an appointment. Correct?
Yeah, it's not the Darren Goins, it's the lobbyist for NRA, the second half of that
correct,
title that opens
correct,
the door,
correct.
For sure. But yeah, and really, when they see the business card, they don't see a person, they see an organization with tens of thousands of members.
Good.
And they realize that they can't simply ignore you. So we get meetings, and, you know, we get
I guess we get our shots in, we can make our points.
Do they listen to you at all?
It often falls on deaf ears. You know, the interesting thing is when Anthony was, I think he knows what I'm going to say, when he was sitting next to me at the table testifying on the Bills in Trenton, he looked at me and he said, "These, you know, expletives aren't even listening to us, are they?" And I said, "No." And I, you know, I wasn't surprised by that
because you're used to
I'm used to testifying in front of committees where they're really not
listening
to you.
They're picking their nose and having lunch. And,
but
yeah.
No, you know, at first, listen, I think the sincerity level varies from legislator to legislator, from top to bottom. And you've got to know that. You got to know when people are feeding you a line. And after 10 years, you know, I'm pretty good at deciding whether
the BS
you know, what
meter
telling
goes
you.
Up. Yes.
You know, I will say, and like I said, this is 2 years later. So I feel like at some point this is a little bit declassified, if you will. But as far as Senator Sweeney goes, I mean, the first session we were up here, I said in a meeting, and Scott will back this up, and obviously this is stuff that at the time we don't broadcast to our members.
Sure.
But it, like I said, it's after the fact now. But, you know, he asked about all the bills that they were planning to run. He gave us sort of a courtesy heads up and for our feedback, and we gave him the feedback, and it wasn't what they wanted to hear, and there were some changes that they said that they were willing to go along and others that they weren't. But he asked me about the magazine issue, and I took a long, deep breath. I looked down at my pad. I looked at him directly in the eye. I looked at Scott. Scott kind of smiled. And I said, in no uncertain terms, I said, "Senator Sweeney, that is the nuclear issue for us in New Jersey. If you touch that, you know, we will have to do everything in our power to kill it. There won't be any deals on any other issues, but we will go full throttle on that to the extent we can. Win or lose, we'll give it our all on that because that is the nuclear issue in New Jersey." That was 2013, and he didn't run the bill. He held it. So
What do you think has changed?
He got reelected.
He got reelected. Yeah.
He got reelected, and so he turned his back on all the hunters and sports people and firearms collectors.
Well, you
now.
Know, this state is like that. I go from gun club to gun club, as I'm sure you do too, Darren. And the problem is that either people aren't aware of what the hell is going on, or they just don't care. It seems like many of them are just beaten down. We live in a state where an NRA sticker on your car is probable cause.
And a napping book on your back seat is probable cause, too.
Yeah. This is the type of an area we're dealing in. What can we do for our own membership, NRA membership, and what can we do for the person who's not an NRA member or has been an NRA member who has gotten out of the NRA because they say the NRA is useless in the state of New Jersey? You know, everybody says the NRA doesn't support us, but they don't stop to think that we don't support the NRA.
Correct.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll take that question and run because I have done 9 states, and so I've seen the spectrum of a state like South Dakota where there's 45,000 permit holders, and there's only 700,000 people in the whole state. It's the highest per capita carry state in the country.
So you had to surrender your permit when you carry.
Permit, several firearms, all sorts of things, that, you know, a yard
sale. At least
sale.
He feels our pain. So that makes him
right.
He really has a foothold. He has a family and everything. He has to live in this state.
And I'm
that's
getting
good.
Names
welcome
of
to
realtors
our life.
For South Dakota when we leave.
Nice. So go ahead, run with it.
Well, I mean, there really is some truth to that because, listen, if you win or lose on some of these bills in other states and you fly back to Virginia, you care about it from the standpoint of, oh,
wow,
gee,
that
my
really sucked.
Yeah, exactly. My work credentials took a hit. But when I lose in New Jersey, I take an additional hit. I take one on my freedoms and liberties just took a knock. You know, not that I'm flying back to Virginia or anywhere else. It's like I have to live here. I have to pay these fees. I have to fill out these paperwork, put up with the delays, etc. But you raise a good point. And what is the difference between that state and this state and all the ones in the middle? Well, it's simple political science. I mean, I have 2 degrees in political science, but it's not a science. It's something pretty easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a numbers game. If you look at a state like New Jersey, we have some of the lowest gun ownership rates in the entire country. And I think that only Hawaii is worse off than us. And so when you already have a low number of gun owners in the state and then even fewer NRA members, it really becomes tough. So some of the clout that we can exert in a state like South Dakota or Alaska or Wyoming, it becomes difficult to do that in a state like New Jersey. So where does that leave us? That leaves us with increasing our numbers, increasing our ranks, and then once we've done that, out-participating them. See, because one of the things in our political system is not everybody votes,
right.
but our guys vote. And so if we continue, if I always said in this state, can you imagine if
one-tenth of 1% of the gun owners.
You just signed up one NRA member. If every single one signed up one and you went and voted, we'd double our power.
We say on the show all the time, for Christmas, buy somebody a membership to the NRA for their birthday. Spend 25 or 35 bucks, whatever the special is, and give it. Anybody you know that's a gun owner, sign them up.
Yeah.
It's a shame. You know, it again, 4 to 5 million members in the United States with 90 million gun owners. It's horrible.
That's sad. Absolutely sad. Well, when we come back, maybe you get some more pointers for us to try to...
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
The spring of 480 BC, King Xerxes, along with a legendary force of 1 million Persian warriors, assembled in Syria and Iraq and began their march toward Athens. The massive force met little resistance until they reached Thermopylae. There, a small contingent of Spartan warriors, led by King Leonidas, took their stand. Xerxes demanded that the Greeks surrender and turn over their legendary gun. Leonidas sent back his reply, "Molan labe, come and take it." A call of defiance that lives on to this day in the heart of every freedom-loving gun owner, standing defiantly in the path of an overwhelming force that would seek to strip us of our liberties and deny us of our God-given right to protect ourselves and our families. And thanks to a partnership between Gun for Hire Radio and the folks at Kick-Ass Custom Tees right here in New Jersey, you can now express your steadfastness and stand in defiant unity with us, wearing your own custom-made limited edition Gun for Hire Radio Moulin Labe I Will Not Comply t-shirt. You know, studies show that t-shirts are one of the best ways to get any message out to the public, since the average t-shirt is seen by over 350 people each and every day it's worn. And that number jumps into the thousands when it's worn to something like a sporting event. The quality of these handcrafted limited edition shirts is superb, and the cost is just $29. And the proceeds of each and every shirt helps to defray the cost of bringing this program to you each and every week. Won't you help support us and stand strong with us in the face of overwhelming resistance? Shirts are available both in men and women's sizes, from sizes small to 5X fat bastard. You can order yours online by following the link at gunforhireradio.com. Or by stopping by the beautiful Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range right here in Woodland Park, New Jersey. So come on and join us. Take a stand, make a statement, and let's have some fun doing it.
You guys might remember a few weeks ago, a rich Briton wrote us a letter that he was working in Dick's Sporting Goods in 2012 for loss prevention, and he was protecting hundreds of guns, but he couldn't get a permit to carry a gun, and he waited 9 months to get his FID in Hackensack. And we talk about, you know, getting everybody involved in the shooting sports. And he sent me an email late last night. "Anthony, it took a little more effort than I thought, but due to what a great range Gun for Hire is, we have another convert, a female anti-gunner whose last words in the parking lot after shooting were, 'Next time I want to shoot the 45 more.' I said, 'Next time.' She said, 'Yes, and I think I want to take one of those classes.' You should start franchising in all the blue states. Sincerely, Rich Briton." That's, you know, introduce a rich buyer a membership to the NRA.
Absolutely. Right.
$35 too. Even if she doesn't want it, too bad. She's on the rolls for a year. Can't
help
it.
This is the way we, you know, we've said this for years and years and years, Darren. The way to win this is not to carry your AR-15 throughout the friggin' streets.
Oh, those guys piss me off.
It's you know, this is not the way to win it. It is to gain access to the other side by winning them over. If you take anybody to a range, when was the last time you ever took anybody shooting that they did not leave with a giant smile on their face?
Amen. Just an example of how everybody should do their part. I mean, I play hockey and in Hackensack, and
On my team, I've got everybody from, you know, some of the Wall Street types to some of the Yonkers firefighters to a couple kids. You know, one of them goes to Boston College. And they found out what I did, completely intrigued by it. You know, it was like amazing. Huh. Like, oh, you have guns? Oh, you hunt? And I'd tell them some of the things I'd do in Alaska and et cetera. And they were fascinated by it. So a couple of them started hounding me. They said, well, when are you going to take a shooting? Take me shooting. Well, this was the summer ago, and I just joined out at the Cherry Ridge Range.
Great place.
And so I said, you know, I can only take two at a time. I need to be able to, you know, focus on the two guys that are shooting. And I did. We went in successive weeks, and I would take two at a time on my hockey team and go out there. And almost all of them were, you know, oh, I need to fill out my paperwork, get my FID card.
Good.
I need to, you know, they really enjoyed it. So, you know,
when
I think
it starts hitting home,
yeah.
when all this crap starts hitting home to people, and they, because we get, you get them all the time, right, Ant? Where they're coming for folks moving from New York to here, and then they're like, I can't believe how hard it is in order to get. Oh yeah,
you see the clientele walking around out here. That's why we built this range the way it is, the way it looks.
I was laughing at one of your last shows. You said it looked like the UN around
here. Yes,
and for people that categorize, well, you know, our following as like an old white male sort of thing.
Yes.
That's not true at all.
You don't see many fat old white guys.
No,
out
it's
here.
Just not.
Sandy's the
period.
Only one.
And he exercises.
And I exercise.
And you play hockey.
Yeah.
Anyway, couple of things. We spoke about this about 3 years ago in Kinnelon. Two girls were run over by a drunk driver, and they were killed. And the headline was that they were killed by a truck. And I just got an email from Don Need because the front page of the Star Ledger on Sunday, June 13th, it says that trucks on the road are the problem for accidents because a truck driver was drunk and he ran into somebody and killed them.
You see a common thread here?
Just like we blame the gun.
Right.
And he came up with all stuff. We should ban high-capacity trucks and trucks with scary features like grills and
black
stuff.
Trucks.
You know, and the thing that goes up on
the
thing that goes up. It's just a bunch of BS. And that's the whole progressive movement in this country.
Yeah.
Don't hold the
personal responsibility. No.
Somebody asked me last night, they're like, how come kids don't get free school lunch but inmates do?
Right.
Right? Well, inmates also get free dental and medical. Okay? And they also get payments, you know, from their Social Security and disability and everything else. The $23 million that was overpaid still hasn't been paid back by accident in New Jersey.
No, why not? Why would that? They need air kits for the air conditioning in the prisons.
Remember I talked about breaking an antenna off to fight when I was a kid?
Yeah,
my father said, you grab anything. Jim DiGiulio says, you know, he remembers that when they were kids that they used car antennas, and he was once cornered in an alley in Jersey City, and they used garbage can lids, the galvanized steel garbage cans or whatever. It was their version of a 1960s version of Rush the Nut, you know, go after somebody. And it's funny because we were taught that way. Today, kids are taught to run and cower.
Right.
And in the next show or two, Sam Kerner wrote a great letter. We're going to talk about why our society has gone the way it's gone. I'm going to address that. But John Willett sent a pissed off email. And so what I did was I did the manly thing to do. I invited his ass on the show.
Okay.
So he's going to be coming on in about 3 weeks. But he was pissed because we spoke for 25 minutes about politics and Obamacare. My show, John. I'll talk about whatever I want. Okay.
Well, but, you know, it's tough because you cannot separate a firearms issue from politics.
Yeah, but he wants to come and talk about why I would tackle the active shooter in the mall, but if I was at 7-Eleven drinking coffee, I wouldn't get involved if it was getting robbed.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Come on, John. John and his brother have a podcast called Bold Departure. Scott Bach has been on. I've been on a few times. I probably won't be on again after this, you know. Dan G. wants to know what the next step is in the Almeida case. Well, it was picked up now by the SAF after, you know, the court denied it with Knappen, so we'll see what happens there. Have you ever seen such a screwed up state other than New York, Darren? You work in New York too. Talk to us.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting to say the least. It's frustrating, and I think that's why you get a lot of angst with our membership too. Because, you know, the results are different. I mean,
sure.
But the results are different because the numbers are different,
right.
As you know, as I talked about before. But it's challenging, but at the same time, listen, when I took over these states, I honestly thought it was going to be worse than it is. And by that, I mean, how do you have a conversation with some of these people? Like, I really thought, oh man, this is going to be virtually impossible. But, you know, for example, I was just in New York. They ended session last night at 7-8 o'clock, and Rhode Island went till 4:30. So we celebrate in those states, not by passing a bill, but when they shut down for the year. Yeah. So, and, gotcha. And I mean, and that right there is a sad testament, right? So, in New Jersey, listen, I'm doing this on a daily basis, and I'm actually surprised about the number of legislators out there who will actually give us an ear and are generally care. They don't always do it in a public way for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But like just yesterday, an assemblyman called me and said, hey, you know, what do you think about this bill? Should I put my name on this? And I said, well, you know, give me a little bit of time. I'll have our lawyers at NRA review it. I followed up with him that afternoon. And I said, our legal staff sees absolutely no problem with this legislation and go ahead. But it was encouraging to me that it was, you know, an assembly member in New Jersey calling you to see if NRA was okay with a bill. And I mean, I do stuff like that more frequently than you would even guess. And fortunately, there's two of us, because Scott Bach is, we're like right and left arm, actually. I would say at the busiest times during session, we talk daily, sometimes multiple times a day.
He's pretty intense, Scott.
Yeah.
I don't think he doesn't remind us of that all the time.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
What?
I'm pointing at you.
I'm reading right now.
I see that. So we're back.
That's encouraging to hear, Darren. You know, an assemblyman would call you up, and it's happened before, obviously. But again, you get in the door, and we have Rob Nixon, who's also a paid lobbyist for ANJRPC, mm-hmm. which is the state NRA affiliate. And then we have Crazy Scott Bach, and then we have Evan Knappen. It's amazing, for such a downtrodden state, we do have a pretty good dream team of supporters, you know. And our forum here is, you know, we allow everybody on the show to talk, whether it's Bach, it's Knappen, whoever, to come on. So we have that, and we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of listeners in New Jersey and over a million across the country.
You want to know the biggest piece of irony? The states that are the most embattled, like New York and New Jersey, have some of the strongest state associations and activists. And states
can
like
you imagine if we didn't?
Yeah, and states like the states that I used to work, North Dakota, South Dakota, their state association, and you know, I don't want to offend anybody out there, but their state associations, they don't have a range, they don't have a publication, they have a group of officers that, you know, vote once a year, and they really they don't do anything because they don't have to. In all fairness,
well, dude, there's more people live in your town right now than live in South Dakota.
right. Yeah. But my point is, the states that are the most embattled have the strongest group of activists, and the states where things are good from a Second Amendment standpoint, they don't have to mobilize to that extent. So. It's very different. It really is.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We have Bach at the helm, ANJRPC. Kathy Chatterton's the president. I'm the executive vice president, I think. I keep resigning, but they throw
they
my
keep
resignation
putting you
out.
Back in, yeah.
And Tom King does a great job in New York State. You know, they
and the guy that sends me emails every night at like 1 o'clock.
Who's that? Larry Braco is
Braco.
The man.
He's
Larry
the man.
Braco.
They're entertaining.
Yes, he's a regional vice president and a board member
Larry
of ANJRPC.
He needs like a hobby.
Yeah, but Larry bleeds the NRA
he
also.
He does. He's at every
he does.
Single event. He's
yes.
Been, he's probably the biggest recruiter you guys got, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's a workhorse. Would come in anywhere. If there's, he's recruited here for
he's
events, you know. God bless him.
He's
God
amazing.
Bless him.
And the outdoor show, I mean, he's the only one at the table. He never takes a pee break.
I cover for him while he takes a break. Right. I used to leave my booth for 10 or 15
to
minutes
over,
so we go
right.
get something to eat.
I think that's why he
the
gets the booth behind your booth
all the time. Yeah, that's okay. I don't mind backing him up, you know, but
he's
it's
a powerhouse.
Tough.
He
and
really
we do mobilize. So what do you see in the future? What's your personal opinion on Christie with the 10-round mag ban? You don't have to – no backdoor dealings or anything.
Yeah,
how do you feel?
That's a tough question for me to answer with a microphone jammed in my face because the things that –
that's why we asked.
Yeah. listen, I think that the message that I can send now is that people should continue to do what they're working, and I think that it will ultimately be effective. I think that's probably the safest answer that I can give. But people should also rest assured that, you know, we are doing our part to encourage that outcome along. And
maybe
you can bring me on your show
too.
Months down the road
and
I can explain more.
You're welcome.
You can come on
anytime.
You,
appreciate
Scott
that.
Bach, Knappen, all the 2A people in the state, you email me and you say, I got something shaking. I want to come on. You're on. It doesn't matter. You just because we want to know what you're doing and what's going on.
Yeah.
It'll help energize our membership and rouse people up. We tell people join the NRA, join the ANJRPC. It's $35 and for $75 a year.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy when you think about it. You know how much is that a month, Sandy?
Not a lot.
$5 a month, $6 a month to, you know.
You spend more than a cup of coffee.
So you can't go to the rallies. You can't do this. I have the girls here every day call the governor's office. Mm-hmm. Every day I email and I call the governor's office. I change the emails around already. I have people email me, Gunfire Radio listeners. They email 3 or 4 times a day. They call once a day. Every morning they get up on their way to work from their cell phone.
Right.
They call.
Right.
And they're respectful. We have to keep doing this. You know, listen. Do I love every 2A organization? I'm a member of 6 of them, including Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. I'm a life member. Each one has its positives and negatives, but the NRA is the 800-pound gorilla.
Right. Always will be.
You know, the NRA is the one because it says lobbyist NRA on your business card that assembly persons call you and you get into going to meetings, whether they listen to you or not. They wouldn't listen to me, but while they listen to you or not, at least you get into that meeting. At least you have to go into bed at night thinking, wow, when I vote on this tomorrow, I'm going to lose the support of all the NRA people. I'm going to lose some funding. I'm going to lose some, you know, donations, whatever. That is important.
And it's
that
up to us now as gun owners to make that statement count. To make that fear real.
Correct.
Because right now, people like Turkey Neck does not care.
Weinberg.
You know, the other the other thing, too.
You wouldn't know who we were talking about,
no.
Of course.
No, I wouldn't know. The other thing that's very interesting, you know, this sort of stuff just always has me shaking my head. But when I was up at the Safe Rally, the anti-Safe Rally in Albany, and I mean, this is an applicable example to New Jersey or anywhere. There was a guy in front of me, turns around and said to his buddy, he said, oh, I wish I wouldn't have voted for that SOB last time. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
You know, and this is a problem, especially, you know, a state like New Jersey where you've got a lot. Listen, I get it. Not all of us are homogenous and vote up and down. You know, one guy's a union member, one guy's gay, one guy's, you know, likes to smoke, one guy doesn't. Everybody's different. But the bottom line is, there's no reason for a gun owner to be voting for,
absolutely.
you know, in the case of New York, Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
And they do it in New Jersey. They interviewed guys before the last election, and the guy said, well, I'm torn between my union, but I'm a big gun rights supporter. What are you going to do? And he ultimately said, well, I got to stick with my union. So, all right. Well, then turn your guns in. Yeah. And I mean, all that does is dilute our power. So, right. I mean, I understand that you've got to make some hard choices in life. But every once in a while, I think we need to send these anti-gunners a message, even in a blue state like
New
Jersey.
And stop voting the ticket. Stop voting D or R because they both suck.
Van Drew is a D. He's a pro
gun. He's great. Right. Yeah, he's great.
He's a D.
It does not matter, really. Forget party affiliation. The Democratic Party that was the Democratic Party when we were kids is not there anymore. The Republican Party that was a Republican Party when we were kids is not there anymore. The Democrats have gotten us into this mess. The Republicans have helped them all along.
Correct. I agree, and I think that that's why, you know, Anthony said it earlier about the appeal to, you know, the people in the middle and the independents. Absolutely correct, because on this gun issue, you know, they're trying to frame the debate around, you know, school shootings, high capacity magazines. No, we need to frame it around these commercials that I've seen on YouTube, or these, you know, people have independently produced them, but where someone breaks into the house and there's a mother home alone,
right,
and she gets to 9 rounds and there's 3 attackers, and on the 10th round she shoots it, and then click after that, and she's killed. And one of the assemblymen, actually, after a hearing in Trenton, we had a long conversation with him. He said, really? He's like, you guys need to change your messaging a little bit and go after the suburban mother about how these laws are going to not disarm criminals. They're going to disarm her husband and put her family in jeopardy.
Or her.
You know,
we're the host range for the Second Amendment Women organization, run by Sherry Spivak and Sandy Muldoon. And that's their message is out there. It's not just about guns, but it's about empowerment, female empowerment, self-reliance, and obviously getting mobilized and learning how to protect yourself and your family. And we're big on doing that. And I let them use the place, you know, gratis. And I mean, they had a fundraiser for James Kaleda here and everything, and they're always running stuff. And you're right. We have to go after the Reverend Kent Blanchard's been saying it for years. We have to convert the moms, because the moms make the ultimate decision. Yes. Forget about going after the guys.
In everything.
And that's another reason why we support the Citizens for Safer New Jersey, which is a group that's going to start going after a lot of ethnic minorities and stuff to get them mobilized. I've been talking about that for years.
Yes, yes.
Where, you know, the NRA, let's break that stereotype of the old white guy. Let's go into Patterson, Passaic, Newark, Jersey City, Camden. There's so many law-abiding citizens there. Let's show them the wholesome sport of firearms. Let's show them that they can get a firearm themselves and protect their family and use it for target shooting and teach your kids safety. Take the demonizing effect out of it and then turn them into voters and supporters. I guarantee you, us sitting at that front table would have been treated differently that day if it was full of minorities and females.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're afraid that they're going to offend because of Sharia law. Excuse me, I mean political correctness.
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, that's right. Same thing in this country now. Sharia law is political correctness in this country now.
I'm looking outside this window as you guys are talking over here.
There wasn't many fat old white guys.
No, there was
there?
Not. There was none. Zero. For the past half an hour, there has been, I haven't seen one fat, other than, you know,
you.
I can't, yeah.
Those present in the room.
Right. Here's a biker with, all right. With
how many kids walked by.
Exactly. And gorgeous women here on a Saturday, which is one reason come here to.
He said gorgeous women.
She knows.
Sandy's
she was
wife.
Here. She goes, oh my God, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
The UN.
It really
without
is.
The PLO.
But it really does. It boils 100% down to numbers.
Yes.
It
numbers.
Does.
And numbers, I mean, numbers,
it,
numbers.
Not even so much money. I mean, people have a lot of preconceptions about politics. Money's a good example. Take Bloomberg.
Right.
He's got billions.
Yeah.
If he went to a state like Wyoming or one of those states and said, we're banning all your guns, I'm going to run 500 million in TV ads, he'd get his butt handed to him.
Right. They take his money, but it would fall on deaf ears.
You know, it's the people that live there. Yes. It really is.
CRFU Mike Bloomberg Lounge outside. Did you see it?
I heard you talk about it on the
previous show.
I'm going to
show it to you later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The FU Bloomberg Lounge. We allow vaping, smoking, fatty foods, salty foods, sugary foods, big gulps, loud music,
loud headphones.
Exercising a First, Second Amendment. Yep. That's not allowed in New York. We draw a lot of people. You know, I went to a franchising expo with Jacob Javits on Thursday. And when I left Javits, I parked like four blocks away. So as soon as I walked out of Javits, I cut the end of a cigar. I lit it, and I'm walking through the city. You should see the looks people are giving. It's illegal.
Yeah.
You can't walk on the street and smoke a cigar. I don't give a shit, okay? You should have saw the way people were looking at me. This is how it must feel to live in like a communist country.
Yeah, it's
right?
Unbelievable.
Everybody was giving me these jaunted looks and shit.
Yeah,
and of
like,
course,
don't
I
you
blew
know?
It in their face.
Yeah, sure.
You know, too bad. I paid good money for this cigar. I'm enjoying it. So I smoked the friggin' thing. Unbelievable, man. I don't care. I don't care. So what else you got working, Darren? Tell us. What else can we do besides join the NRA, support the ANJRPC?
Well, like I said, I mean, those are all good things, but some of the simple things that are easily overlooked is if you're a shooter or a hunter, take somebody out. Oh, get new people exposed.
Amen. Sandy's line
week. And I mean, where I grew up, it came naturally because my grandfathers were farmers. I grew up essentially on a farm, and we were exposed to firearms before we were exposed to school. And
I love it.
You know, we were doing those things. It was part of our culture. But out here, you like some of these kids that are, like I said, they're college age playing on my hockey team. You know, they grew up in Yonkers and Orange County, New York, and wherever.
They've never even touched
a gun. Guns are also considered bad.
Yeah, they're considered bad.
Yeah.
So it really does. It removes the fear and the stigma from it when you take these guys out. And then, you know what? It has a viral effect because that guy goes out and he might take his kids, et cetera. And the only way we're going to succeed in a state like this is if we grow our numbers and then we out-participate them. Those are the two major
things.
Well,
we out-participate him in Trenton. The moms and Crying Brian and all that. There's only ever more than three or four people down at the State House, and there's 200 of us.
Right, and they don't give a crap. That's the point. It's just that they don't give a crap because they really do believe we are the fringe of everything.
Correct.
There are a million gun owners in this damn state.
But you know what that also means? There are 7 million non-gun owners.
Yes.
Correct.
And they think that everybody who is not a gun owner hates guns.
Right.
Which, sadly, in New Jersey, they're probably right.
And what we need to do is get some of the 7 million on our side and then get them to show up at the polls.
Right.
And that's the only way we're going
to
be effective.
I really do think they will. And if they show up at the polls, and to also educate them that they shouldn't just go in and vote D all the time. Just because this guy is, you have to really vote for your self-interest.
I say all the time, Darren, that if like Rich Britton brought this anti-gunner and now she wants to shoot again. So we won with her. But if someone leaves the range neutral on guns, that's a win.
It's a win. Mm-hmm. It's
because they're
win.
Not fighting against us anymore.
Yes.
Oh, no, I went to the range. It's not what you think. It's not what I've said. It's not what I've heard. Bingo, we won. We can't turn everybody into, oh, yes, I'm going to get my ID card and I'm going to buy a gun. That's fine. We can't do that with everybody. But the ones we can't, if we just, when they're standing by the water cooler and work and people are talking anti-gun, we want them to chime in for us. That's
all
we need.
One of the things that I think you have done here, to your credit, you're not going to take credit for this, is the fact that you've won over so much of the New York media. And to the point that they are coming here and
New York Times,
the New York Times, ABC, CBS, NBC, they're all here.
That was a good article in the Times, too.
Yes, it was an excellent article in the Times. Now, that wouldn't have happened 5 years ago.
No.
At all.
It's because I'm cute.
Well, it's got to be for some reason, but that can't possibly be.
Real quick, the new clinics that we're running, we're killing it. We ran a gold event steel the other night. Mm. Unbelievable outcome. Everybody had a great time.
Nice.
Steel starts now next week. Complete steel matches. Steel matches. Steel matches. Steel challenge. You're not going to believe what we're going to be doing here. Our test drives are almost all sold out. New ones are coming out. New website is launching any day now, Matt. Okay? And I want to thank Darren Goins, NRA lobbyist and New Jersey resident, you poor bastard.
Yeah, thank you,
guys. I want to thank you for being on the show. Sandy said it. You have an open invitation. Anything, if there's a call to action, send me an email, something you want me to read on the show. If you need to be on the show, I want you on the show.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Each one, reach one. Please, you
is.
Heard it right from the NRA's mouth, and Darren, too. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Darren Goins from the NRA, and everyone else behind the scenes here at the Gun for Hire Radio Studios and Post-Production Group, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, seriously, each one, get out there, take somebody to a range. If you want to support this nonsense that is a show, I will not comply. T-shirts are on sale. Follow the link at the Gun for Hire Radio website. See you next week. From sea to the shine.